This week, JetBlue says it's going to raise its, it already has raised its baggage fee a considerable amount. There is some news about WOW Airlines involving Chicago, but first let's begin with United Airlines. Some news there at United. Brian Summers is with us this morning, as he is every Friday. He's the aviation business editor for Skift.com and is with us via Skype from Los Angeles. Brian, let's talk about United. You had a chance to speak with the president of the company about some of the moves they're making to increase capacity.
Yeah, I spoke with Scott Kirby, United's president, last week at length at a conference in Denver. He's a pretty interesting guy, very smart, and is trying to remake United in his own image. So a lot of folks think that United's problem after its merger was with Continental was about customer service. Like, of course, that was part of the problem. The airline didn't treat its customers very well, but it really wasn't the only problem. Some of us would argue that there was probably a bigger issue, and that was just boneheaded, basic economic airline decisions about where United flew, how many times a day, and with what aircraft. Essentially, during a period of pretty big economic growth, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, prior management tried to shrink the airline to better profitability, and it just didn't work out very well. I don't think anybody needs a PhD in economics to figure that out. So during this point, Scott Kirby was actually the president of American Airlines, and he was kind of snickering at what was happening in Chicago. And lo and behold, he leaves American. He sort of gets pushed out over there. They name a new president. He comes to United, and his job is to fix United. And so, yes, customer service is an issue, but one of the things that Scott Kirby is doing is just right-sizing the airline. So in Chicago, you are seeing the airline announce lots of new flights with bigger airplanes, more times during the day, especially in big business markets. It's good for Chicago customers, and it also ensures that a lot more passengers are connecting in Chicago. And Scott Kirby's been at United for just about 2 years now, and Wall Street analysts are a lot more bullish on the stock than they were before. And again, it's not just about customer service. It's about growing the airline and strengthening it.
From an investor standpoint, they look at adding capacity, and generally that means in some places that ticket prices might go down. Obviously, investors are in this to make money. Was that the concern here, and have those concerns been alleviated at all?
Yeah, it is kind of funny. I think what you're referring to is that Scott Kirby came out with a big plan in January to increase United's capacity by 4 to 6% over a 3-year period. And for lack of a better term, I would say that Wall Street freaked out because, as you say, more capacity generally leads to lower fares. At the time, Scott Kirby came out and said, look, I mean, this sounds like more capacity to you, but it's really just United going back to what he called its natural share, the share that he should have had, that the airline should have had, had it not tried to shrink itself to profitability. And what are we, 9 months later now, it seems like the market has absorbed the new capacity, at least for this year. United stock is on a roll and things are going pretty well. So he told me that he wasn't necessarily surprised that Wall Street came around. He was surprised that Wall Street came around so quickly. But he also said that he has gone from goat to hero many times in his career.
Goat to hero, I like that. So what is the relationship between him and the CEO of the airline, Oscar Munoz?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of folks are talking about it in the airline industry. You know, we don't necessarily know. What we do know is that Oscar Munoz, yes, he is the CEO, but he does not have an airline background. And Scott Kirby has been in airlines for 30 or so years. He knows this stuff very well. And the understanding is that Scott is essentially running the airline and making the key decisions on a day-to-day basis. And Oscar is taking care of some of the other stuff, including, you know, employee relations and customer service. And these are big deals. I know that I've been downplaying a little bit in this chat. But Oscar is worried about the brand perception and things like that. But I'm not at the Willis Tower, so it's hard for me to know exactly.
I would imagine that American Airlines might be sad that they lost Mr. Kirby.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing. We don't know exactly what happened at American's Dallas-Fort Worth headquarters, but, you know, American had a lot of very talented senior people. There was an understanding that not all of them could stay. Somebody in senior management had to leave. It turned out to be Kirby, and that's just what happened.
Let's move on to some other news. I know you and I have had conversations before about Iceland and WOW Air. A little bit of expansion for WOW out of O'Hare.
Yeah, you know, WOW Air and Iceland Air are both relatively new to Chicago. I think Iceland Air was there for a while, and then they came back recently. WOW Air has made a big deal of the fact that they're flying from Chicago to Delhi in India. Of course, you know that's not true. There's a very important part here. You're going to be making a stop in Iceland. But I think that, you know, Chicago-India fares are pretty high, and WOW Air wants to come in and stimulate the market a little bit. It makes sense. Now, one of the reasons that WOW Air probably has to do this is its older business model essentially had it, you would go from Chicago, you would stop in Iceland, and then you would go into Western Europe. But some legacy carriers, including United and American, have made that harder for WOW Air to do, because American and United now have versions of their basic economy fares across the Atlantic. And so, yeah, you know, you could fly WOW Air and have a pretty poor experience from Chicago to Iceland to Barcelona, or you could just find a really good fare on American and fly nonstop on a Boeing 787 from Chicago to Barcelona and skip the stop. So this is a chance for WOW Air to try something else. American and United are probably going to completely ignore these fares, so they're not going to match WOW Air's fares from Chicago to Delhi.
Should we be concerned at all about Iceland Air and its ongoing struggles?
Yeah, I wrote about that this week, as you suggest. Look, Iceland is a very hot market. People really enjoy going there. So many tourists. I think what has happened here is a basic supply and demand imbalance. It was very hard to get to Iceland as recently as 5 years ago. But as the destination has become more popular, yes, more people have wanted to go, but airlines have been adding capacity, and I mean lots and lots and lots of capacity, so much so that Iceland Air said essentially at any fare, it's very hard to fill our seats. So, you know, supply and demand will probably realign, and the airline will probably be okay, but who knows for sure.
For folks who fly JetBlue, they probably already know this, found out the hard way, but the bag fee has gone from $5 to $30. I know you've been writing about JetBlue. Are they at risk of losing some of their brand equity here?
Steve, this one really surprised me. I think that travelers have gotten pretty used to $25 per bag as a fee. It's expensive, but people are accustomed to it. I did not expect, especially with fuel prices where they are right now, which is higher than before, but not historically high, for any U.S. airline to come out and raise their bag fees. But as you say, JetBlue on Monday raised their bag fee $5 to $30. It's only been a few days, but what's interesting is that no other U.S. airlines have matched yet. I wish I had a crystal ball to know if United and American would match. I hate to say this on the radio because I could be wrong. My guess is that they won't, but who knows? Yeah, $30 just seems a lot to me.
Yeah, so what are they thinking, and what happens if the others don't follow? Is this going to be rolled back maybe on JetBlue?
You know, usually all airlines move in lockstep. So essentially under the old way of thinking, yes, you would probably expect JetBlue to roll back this increase. It does become a little bit complicated, right? Because American, United, and Delta all have basic economy fares. Those are a little bit punitive. Now, JetBlue does not have basic economy. So you could argue that by not having basic economy, that's a choice JetBlue made, they had to find their own other way to raise revenue. And so maybe they'll stick with no basic economy, but they'll have a higher bag fee. So even if the others don't match, they'll stay with $30. I just have no idea what's going to happen.
Is it possible that people could start pulling away from JetBlue if they keep it at 30?
It certainly is possible that people would pull away. I know that every airline in the world is tracking passenger bookings basically by the second. And I'm sure that if JetBlue sees real book away from this, they will lower their bag fee back to $25. But it's possible they're not seeing book away.
All right, Brian, good stuff. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Steve.
Brian Summers is aviation business editor for Skift.com. That's at Skift on Twitter. And make sure you follow Brian as well at Brian Summers, BrianSummers. We'll have Brian on every Friday here for our regular aviation and travel segment here on The Opening Bell.